Good morning. I can't physically see you guys. Hope that you're getting comfortable in front of your TV. And, while as we go through a message, I hope that you have, in the comfy of your home, you feel warm, you feel inspired by the Word of God. And I just want to thank you for those who participate in the Facebook sort of a marathon or competition, but it was not my actually my intention of that competition. But to see your reaction, your communication, it was very warming. It's very encouraging. I hope that we can do more of that to stay connected. Now, this morning, as I come to this psalm, I pray that you have already read Psalm 96. I'm sure that the Spirit has somehow inspire you in some way. I hope that you are in high spirit today as we go through some parts of Psalm 96. And so every time when we read the psalm, we always think of what we can get from reading psalm or any part of the Bible. But have you ever thought of what can I give? What can I give when I attend to the Word of God today? Now, the question that I want to ask you today, begin with today's message, is, do you sing? Now, when I ask this question, say, do you sing? I don't mean whether you are musical or you are gifted, that I want to sign you up for The Voice or The X Factor. What I want to get at is, I want you to start thinking, whether do you sing? Some people sing very nicely. Some people sing badly. But the question is, do you sing? We all sing, church. We all sing. Whether it's in the privacy of your shower, or in the privacy of your car going to work, or as you walk along to the school listening to your gadgets, we all sing. Human beings sing. Living things sing. Look around you. Go into the park. You can hear everything that moves. When the wind blows, it sings. So church, I just want you to think about how... Today's question is not about how good or how bad you sing. I just want you to know that you can sing. You can sing because it's a gift. Singing is a gift from God. It's a gift from God Maker to allow us to use these tools to worship Him. So today, as we come to this Psalm 96, I just want to explore three components of that I found in this Psalm 96. It's a very interesting, a very encouraging component for me as I go through this week. And I hope that it will be as encouraging to you as well. The first thing that the Psalm 96 had given, the author has given me, was praise. We all know praise. We can read, we can write, we can talk about praise all the time. But have you ever thought, do you praise God enough? I try to write down every single word I can praise God. The moment I get to probably about 4 or 5, I run out of words. Have you ever tried that? Every time we sing song, we sing, for example, this worship song. People has come, inspired by the Spirit, to write down this song to help us to sing. It's an expression of how we feel, how we praise God. But today, when we come to the author of Psalm 96, it specifically gives us, it says, sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord through your singing. It got me thinking, I'm singing. I can't sing really well. I'm not a musician. But yeah, sure, I can sing karaoke. I can grab the mic, and sing my guts out. But when the author here said, sing to the Lord a new song, it made me think this is something different. You praise God. God is beyond comprehension. There's nothing to describe God. We know that when we praise means that you are counting the marvelous deeds of God, the goodness of God. Everything that is good about God, you are trying to count. But we run out of words, like I say. That's why the author here sings to the Lord with a new song. Now, when you look at the Bible, when I do a search on the new song, what does new song actually mean? It only occurs 9 times out of the whole Bible, from the New Testament to the Old Testament. And out of these 9 times, when I read every single one, that surprisingly, Every single one was talking about salvation. When you go to, even when you go to Revelation, you especially in Revelation chapter 5 and chapter 14, go and read about it. I encourage you to read, it's very encouraging. When the author said, when John in Revelation said, sing, these people, God's people will sing to God with a new song. He was referring to the Lamb. He was referring to the salvation of God, God rescuing his people. So it made me think, so what is, does this new song means? The new song of praise is a song of salvation. It's a song of your relationship with God. It's a song of that you have been rescued by God. You have been saved by God. And then you connected with God. Now, then this leads me to think about something very technical. Email. All of us do email, right? Lately, I've been sending a lot of email to people. Now, one thing I got very common was that when I send an email, after a day or two, I got no response. I just start to worry. Have my email reached the other end? So what happened, I'll send a text. And most people will come back and say, Jimmy, I don't have your email. So the first instinct was that, have you checked the junk mail? So salvation is something like me. It just makes me to think, I'm just like a junk mail, trying to reach the recipient. But the recipient have not connected with me. I have no means of connection with him. So what happened was that he has to go into the junk mail and look me up and pick me out from the junk mail and right click on that and say, this is not a junk. I think this is salvation, church. Salvation, God has reached out to us while we are still sinners. And reach us, and as long as we repent and come to Jesus Christ, we receive this salvation. So the moment that you receive this salvation, you can, the Spirit will lead you to sing a new song. And I tell you what, if you read Revelation, the new song is nobody can sing. You are the only one who can sing to God. You are the only one who knows the song. Whenever you sing it, no one will understand because it's your story. It's the story of God, how God rescued you. So this is a new song. It's a very exciting song. So when I read about this, I just found that, wow, it doesn't matter how good or how bad I sing, whether I'm singing out of tone or in tone or no tone. It doesn't matter. The matter is, I have a story with God. I have a new song that I am personally singing to the one only audience, that is Jesus Christ. That's our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is a new song. So church, do you sing? How do you sing praise to God today? That's what I get, the first thing that I got from the author. Now the second thing I got from it was devotion. I can see his devotion. The author was devoting the whole psalm to God. How did he devote that? The scriptures specifically mentioned three times, between from verse 7 to verse 8, there are three times. Look, ascribe. Whenever you see anything that happens three times in a row, it must be important. Ascribe, the word ascribe means dedication. It means devotion. It means that you bring a gift, not just a gift that is precious to you. A gift that is precious to you, you offer it to the king. That's what you do. That's what it means ascribe. In this case, he said that you devote, you dedicate your family, you dedicate all everything to God's glory and his strength. You bring something to God that is close, that is at your heart. You don't come with leftovers. That's not what we do. The Israelites know about this. There is their tradition that they come to the Lord with something. It's a command to them. It's their tradition that they don't come, appear to the Lord empty-handed. Now, it allows me to think, our creators, he is creator of all things. What does he need things from us? What does he need Christ's sacrifice? Of course, initially, we're sinners. Our sin needs to be forgiven. So that's why the sacrifice things come into things. The dedication didn't come into that. But later on, when we have Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ walked the earth and died for us for our sin on the cross, the whole game changed. You realize that when you come to church, I don't wear an apron, I can't come with big knife and slaughter your cow or your lamb anymore. We don't do that anymore. Because Jesus Christ has gone to the cross and done once and for all of us. That's why we do not need. That's why we come to the church with empty hand. But now we come with something else. So what's that? The Creator doesn't need our money, doesn't need any material from us. We need it from Him. But what does He need? He need you. He need me. He need us. This is the whole game changer when Jesus walked the earth and came for us. The whole game changed. He sacrificed once and for all. So He became the lamb who was slain for us to be able to give ourselves as a living sacrifice to the Lord. As Apostle Paul said, you know, this is a spiritual worship. And Apostle John said, this is a worship in truth and in spirit. That's what it means when we read those parts of the Bible, you know. And then look, it's you and I that God has high concern. It's not about what we bring. It's about what our heart brings. How do we come to the Lord? How do we devote ourselves and dedicate ourselves to the Lord? And the third thing was that I find that it's interesting. It was sent. This is in the whole psalm, in the song that he sing, the new song, there was a standing component in there. Wow. You see that? That's what I meant by you. We always read the Bible about what can I get from the Bible. But then the moment when I turn around and say, okay, what can I give to the Bible? I spot there's a standing component. What did the Bible say? In the scripture there, it said proclaim, declare, and say among the nations. What's that? That's just like Jesus commissioning us to make all disciples of all nations. Go and preach the good news. That's what we have been talking about. Wow, but this psalm has a component of descending to proclaim, asking. The psalmist was practically urging the congregation, go and share the good news and declare to all people, all nations. Now I tell you, this psalm was written in a very, very difficult situation. Let me give you a little bit of background. Psalm 96 goes back about 3,000 years. 3,000 years during King David's time. King David was the first group of people, was the first people who sing this song. They were singing because of the return of the Ark of the of Covenant to the city of Zion. So it happened in such a way whereby when they are welcoming, King David sang this song. Now, and then 500 years later, it was sung again. But this time they rearranged the whole psalm, and it becomes Psalm 96 today. It was offered as a prayer, as a song, as a decoration for the rebuilding of the second temple. All right? Why did I say that they were in a very difficult situation? Because as you can see, Israel was just a very small part of the small nation at the time. They just came back from captivities from Babylon. They came back and rebuilt and tried to rebuild the city, rebuild the temples, trying to get everything into act. But they were surrounded. They were surrounded by pagans. They were surrounded by Gentiles, by people who worship idols, worship other gods, from Egypt all the way to Babylon, to Mesopotamia. They were weak. How can they overcome all these people? But the author just said, say to this nation, the Lord has reigned, for all the gods of nations are idols. Ha ha. Can you see that? It took a lot of guts for the author to actually announce it and sing this out, especially while they are surrounded by people who worship idols, people who do not know God. But he has the heart of sent. He has the heart to proclaim that. God, he knew that God has sent them, not just to rebuild the city, not just to have their boat for their well-being, but this time around, they just come back from captivities. They are finally understood the Abrahamic covenant. We are blessed to be a blessing. So the first part was, we are blessed. But the second part is that you are blessed because to bless others. So these, they finally got it. That's why he come in this such a difficult situation. They are still able to proclaim, able to send their people out to go. Church, do you see the resemblance today? Today we are locked down in the COVID-19. A lot of people are in distress. A lot of people feel depressed because they can't have that physical touch, because they can't go to their favorite coffee shop, because they can't walk to the park anymore, they can't go to the shopping mall anymore. It become very distressed for some people. I just want to encourage you to see today, we are living in the same, almost similar difficult situation. We're surrounded by people around us who doesn't know God. Even family members doesn't know God. Even people who come to churches together, sometimes we, after speaking, you find we have different faith. This is a community. But how do we, as we come today, we look at our situation today, I don't think we are of any different. We are also in a very difficult situation. But the question is, are we willing to sing for God, even in this difficult situation? Are we willing to go and proclaim His gospel by every means that we can find? So church, when I close, I just want to ask you a final question. How would you sing to the Lord today? How would you sing to your Lord today? Would you come to Him, repent and come to Him? Come to Jesus with a renewed heart to praise Him with a new song? Would you devote yourself to be His faithful disciple and follow Him, just Him, nobody else? Or would you be willing to go, be willing to find any media or mediums that you can find in your own space to get connected with people, lend them an ear, pray for them? How would you sing your new song? Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for your words. We thank you for all that you have done for us, all that you have revealed for us through your Bible, through your Spirit. We thank you that your Spirit had guided us through the whole week, and with the song that we have given, and with this psalm that is going through our mind, that we learn to appreciate you. We learn that, Lord, you want to be our Savior, you want to be our Master, you want to be our Lord, so that we can set ourselves in the right path. And Father, as your Spirit has sent all of us, all your people out today, and Lord, may you bless our path so that we can be a blessing. Continue to remind ourselves that we are a blessing to our community, to the people that we come to meet. And inspire us, give us the energy and the wisdom to be able to find ways to connect with our community, connect with the people that we need to connect. And Lord, I just ask that you will bless our path. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now before we go to our next song, I just want to congratulate those who have spotted the song, but I'm not going to get into details. I would like to invite you to sing with us.